Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Caitlin in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Here we are. We're already into the fourth quarter of 2021. Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Market Information Center with us today. And Caitlin talking with us about a couple of subjects, including where we are right now when it comes to beef as a possible choice for holiday entertaining. It's expensive right now, but she says there's probably going to be some folks that still opt for beef.
The last couple of years, we 18 and 19 for sure, we saw a little bit more interest in beef in that fourth quarter. From a price standpoint, though, it might be tough to put beef on the table. If you look at the cutout value, the rib primal for choice beef is still over $450 a hundredweight. Wholesale ribeye prices have only come down very marginally so far. But across the animal protein spectrum, we're looking at more expensive prices everywhere. And so beef is going to be higher than those, but there's not really going to be this bargain holiday meat they go after. You look at whole turkeys last year, they were up 33% over 2019. So that was a huge price jump. They're up another 10% right now for that whole bird. And I think those supplies are going to be rather tight. So usually you might think of turkey as the least expensive out of these proteins, but that too is increasing substantially. And hams might be the best positioned from a price standpoint, but they've been very volatile this year. And last week they were about even with a year ago, but they've had some large swings. So I don't know if that'll hold through the fourth quarter or not, but right now it's looking like everything is going to be relatively more expensive to last year. And beef is going to probably be above pork and chicken, no matter what cut you choose, unless it's a really less expensive cut.
Switching gears from the fourth quarter of this year domestically to where we are right now internationally with our beef exports, Caitlin says things look mighty good.
So the August volume was very, very strong for the U.S. exporting. We were up 21% from last year, so a huge, huge number. Also the highest month of all time in any month. And so the LMIC revised our trade estimates. We're now sitting at an annual increase of probably about 16% over a year ago. So that's quite a bit larger than we expected. It's still going to be a record high. So it was a record high even when we were closer to maybe 12 or 14% as well. Now, China remains a growth market for the U.S. and resumed its climb in August. We had a little bit of a plateau in that July timeframe, but it posted another record large month for that destination in August. Now, some of our other trading partners, Japan was up 10% and Mexico was up 50% from a year ago, both strong, strong markets. The rest of the U.S. major destinations were down a little bit. And so that's going to come into play probably a little bit more next year, seeing where that economic recovery looks like. On an import side, we did climb from the previous month, but we were down from a year ago about 5.5%. So Canada, Brazil, Nicaragua, and New Zealand continued to ship more beef to the U.S. than in August of 2020. And that's not that surprising, given where our boxed beef prices were back in August. We might see those imports ease a little bit more now that boxed beef has decided to come back down.
So things are looking mighty good. Any particular worries in regards to these export markets right now?
I think it's always concerning if you're always relying on only one or two destinations that are having strong, strong growth. China and Mexico have been two of ours. Japan has done relatively well. I think South Korea has really regained their volumes from last year. But China has really been driving this market. And so anytime you have a singular destination driving that volume, it might be concerning, not in the immediate term, but long term. What does it mean if we have another tariff war or something that happens that would greatly impact that, relying on one destination isn't always great for the beef industry.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.